Thank you, Mr. Mears. Referring back to our public hearings, the first public hearing, and ladies and gentlemen, we're still conducting business. If you could just keep your conversations to a minimum, please. Referring back, conditional use number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis.
Can I make a comment on this and maybe a suggestion for y'all to consider? It seems like there was a lot going on that. And it might be worthwhile for not only the county, but the applicant to sort this out. I was thinking there was a couple, and it might be best to hold the record open on it.
Okay.
And I have a motion for this, just if you want, if you're interested. But the reasons I sort of jotted down were review with staff exactly what's there and what's permitted under B1. You know, as mm-hmm. we've got to figure out what they're allowed to do and whatever else and what they're doing. I think the other thing is we should find out through staff the existence of building permits or certificate of occupancies for those structures, yeah, you know, to see what's built. The third thing is kind of get into the record the history of the either of the zoning or the legally nonconforming uses and or whether there are any prior site plans for the site, you know. And then I think, because we heard it a couple times, it was in the letters and somebody mentioned it, find out from DelDOT what likely or potential change in use or access there is to or from Layton Avenue. Because people talked about how that bypass is really going to impact Jersey Road and Layton Avenue. Mm-hmm. Just, if we could get information from DelDOT on that, that might be relevant. So I don't know if you all are good with that.
One other thing, how does the building divided into two residents impact this?
That, I don't know that that impacts the conditional use, but it impacts whether they're in violation or not.
Yeah.
we can include this in the answers we come back with and hold the record up. It is an interesting anomaly in the B1 zoning district is that dwellings, single family dwellings by right, are not actually by right use, but mixed use, having a business and a dwelling is actually a permitted use. So again, we can include that in the response we come back to.
And we don't inherently dislike that if there are cases where...
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's a lot going on this site. Seems like
Mr. Robertson will take you up on that motion.
All right, let me give it a shot here, and that's an awful chicken scratch, so hopefully it works. I move that, or the commission moves that the record be held open, one, to review with staff the permitted uses that are allowed in the B1 zoning district, two, the existence of building permits and certificates of occupancy for all the buildings on the property, three, the history of the zoning or legally non-conforming uses associated with this property and any site plans associated with these uses. Four, any information that staff has regarding the existence of the duplexes on the site. And five, to receive information from DelDOT confirming any change in use or access to or from Layton Avenue or what's it, Jersey Road as a result of the Millsboro bypass.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded by the motion stated, as stated, on conditional use number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
And just real quick, Madam Chair, is the purpose of doing that, I'm not trying to hold these folks up. I think part of that is might be able to help them sort out what they're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. Get them into conformity with the site plan, you know, so everything's right. Everybody knows where parking can happen and everything else. I think everybody's going to be better off if we can sort some of this stuff out.
I think he is trying to do the right thing by coming in.
Yeah, and the other thing is some of the things on that, you know, especially for the newer commissioners, we've run into this before with garages. I mean, you're allowed to work on your own vehicles on your own property, you know? I mean, so
and there's no rule which way the garage door faces.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, and you can have people on your property just like those neighbors could as well.
Yeah.
I can have rowdy people at my house.
I'm sure you do.
Fine. You probably are.
I did over the weekend, in fact. So
I'm not throwing
stones.
Over
that film.
That was
that's
witty.
On the record, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Anyway, but I just want to get that point across. It's not to jam them up. I think it's more to really help them.
And I appreciate all your comments. I'm sure we all do. Okay, the next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2519, Savini Companies.
I have one comment. Mr. Hutz probably should have been here to learn the silo history. I hate for him to miss out on Sussex County history like that.
Get that on record.
Could we send him a segment of the recording for this hearing?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mr. Hutt always has, entertains us with history lessons.
He particularly likes one road that has two different names, you know, like if you hit an intersection, he's always trying to find this and brings it up as to why the road going this way has one name and the road going that way has another.
To confuse the tourists.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Collins, did you want to make something on this?
So regarding CU-2519, Savini Companies, I move that we defer action for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2519, Savini Companies. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is change of zone number 2021, Crosswind Landings, LLC.
You're going to turn that one over to Mr. Mears, Chair.
Thank you. I'll take over as Chair. The next one is a change of zone 2021 Crosswinds Landing LLC. Any discussion? If not,
I will say just, I mean, probably obviously defer this one because it needs mm-hmm. further consideration and whatever, but I think I want a chance to look at the proposed conditions. I do think there's some things if you all are inclined to approve it, I don't think anything is a showstopper, but I'd like to see more about that chicken farm road, and that may be something that they need to sort out, and also with staff, take another look at some of these tax hitches, you know, just to make sure that doesn't adversely affect the plan or we condition it so that it's not a lingering issue, you know, because these are the kinds of things, just for both your benefit, that if you can address them now, it's better off, because otherwise it comes up down the line as a problem. So, yeah.
And I have my typical concern about what DLDOT's plans for this are and how clear it is to the citizens of the county what those plans are and when they'll be executed, and how this development versus other developments fit into all of that.
Right.
Because it is... There's a lot of words that could probably be solved by a really good drawing and phasing clearly articulated in a drawing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think they talked about this being built out in six phases, so it's not going to be like, yeah, right. I bet it seemed longer than that, probably.
And
yeah.
We would want to be sure the phasing of the development aligned with improvements, mm-hmm. DLDOT plans, and that those don't create a lot of inconvenience for the people who live in the area.
Right. We're doing more explaining sometimes than we usually do, yes. But because we have, again, the two newer folks. A little bit of history of that. The commission at one point tried to tie phasing to DLDOT improvements, and that got all twisted up because DLDOT would come back and say, well, that doesn't match how we do our roadway improvements. So the way we fixed that or addressed it was that the final site plan, when they come back with that, and actually it's an RPC, so it'll be a master site plan. At that point, they need to have consulted with DLDOT and provided us with a phasing plan based on what DLDOT's good with, so that they're working it out with DLDOT, they come back to us with a phasing plan that's on the site plan that we're all good with. So rather than us trying to cram it on them, we're getting information from DLDOT and they provide it to us.
And I did ask a question about what, you know, speculate about what you might do with this, partly to get on the record for people who are here and who may listen to this. Like, the same number of units could be built, but spread out over the entire landmass, deforesting more areas. Deforestation is a concern for a lot of people. Open space preservation is a concern. I'm trying to make sure, because people don't understand, you know, what's allowed in different areas necessarily. By right, they could do 2 units per acre, right?
And to Mr. Mears' point, it would all be one type of housing. You know, yes. Here at least right. There's 2 types of housing. So.
That's right. Which facilitates some housing for more moderate income folks.
Right.
Maybe.
Thank you. Maybe. Well,
yes. Any other questions or comments?
What moderate income is.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments?
No.
We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on condition or change of zone 2021 Crosswinds Landing LLC.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone 2021 Crosswinds Landing LLC. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Let the record show that I abstained.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, next item on our agenda, final item, is public comment. This is a time where anyone that would like to speak has the opportunity to do so. Cannot be with regards to any hearing we've heard today, in the past, or in the future. And since there's only one person here, I doubt that's the case, but...
Are you sure you don't want
to talk? Would you like to speak, sir?
The man in the back. The man in the back does not want to speak.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, there being none, I will call the meeting to adjourn.
Just one thing before we go off. Just a comment, and Ms. Wingate and I talked about this. For staff, looking at the calendar for next year, can we avoid having P&Z the same week as a fall and a holiday? Because we had it like the July 4th week, and we had it Labor Day. And I know Ms. Wingate talked about that makes it tough with getting the packets to get out to see everything. And it also makes it a short week leading into the meeting to kind of get prepared and get everything done. If we can do that, if we could look at...
100% we can.
Yeah, you know, shift that around.
So. That's right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
No adjourn.
All right. We're good. Meeting's adjourned.